best way to deal with the deficit is to grow the economy. And the renewable fuel standard, for example, in the energy bill is all about that.
Well, speaking of that, and we're seeing energy prices or gasoline prices go through the roof, but in the energy bill we had a new RFS standard. What are we doing at this point to get that implemented?
We want to make certain that the EPA implements it as quickly as possible. I've sent a letter to the administrator of the EPA, again along with several other senators, saying, look, you've got to get off the dime and implement this because renewable fuels are a good idea anytime, but with oil prices as high as they are now, the faster we can get renewable fuels in circulation, the more relief we can provide people. E85 is selling in places in Missouri for up to $1 a gallon less than unleaded fuel is selling. At least it was the last time I checked. And that's consistent with what we know it costs to produce and sell ethanol. So this is a point, and everybody in Congress is now actually beginning to realize it, that renewable fuels are a real hedge against higher oil prices and a way of reducing our dependence on foreign oil.
Any idea how long it might take to get the RFS standard implemented?
We anticipated the dangers of bureaucratic delay, and so the statute provides that if they don't have regulations to the contrary, the standard will go into effect in January at 2.78% of the nation's fuel supply. So in other words, we'll implement it statutorily if they don't do anything, but it would be better if we had the regulations. I think we'd probably update the standard better, but we have a fallback in the statute. So this is going into effect whether the EPA does anything or not.
All right, Senator, is there any other information or messages you would like to provide for our Missouri corn growers about what's going on in Washington?
Well, just to say that the corn growers in Missouri and nationally took the lead in the renewable fuel standard, and this is an example of involvement and participation by our producers really working. I want to congratulate everybody who was involved in it. It's a great thing for the country and a great thing for our corn growers.
Thank you very much, Senator Jim Talent. Thank you for the work you're doing in Washington, D.C. on behalf of our Missouri corn growers. For Corn Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.